From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Mid-Hudson News reports that Republican Congressperson Mark Molinaro is choosing his words carefully when talking about a three-time indicted former president leading his primary field in an attempt to regain the White House. About the strongest word he would use after Donald Trump was indicted for a third time last week, that it is, and I quote, very troubling to me, end quote. Trump has been indicted for illegally taking classified documents, making illegal business decisions while paying a porn star hush money, and illegally trying to stay in power after he lost an election. Molinaro does not denounce Trump, who remains very popular with Republicans and comes close to repeating Republican talking points about the so-called weaponization of the Justice Department. Molinaro said, and I quote, "We ought to be very careful that we don't allow government to act in a way that is punitive against political opponents. It doesn't treat people with lack of equity. And that's true whether it's a DOJ or a local police department. There needs to be equitable enforcement of the law. And I believe that Congress's rightful role is to provide the appropriate oversight of the administration. That includes ensuring oversight and transparency of the enforced entities within the executive branch," end quote. Molinaro also pointed out that there are many other capable candidates in the Republican election. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. The Troy Record reports that New York Senator Chuck Schumer and Representative Paul Tonko recently announced a rule change that will bring increased payments to upstate New York hospitals from the federal government. Schumer said, and I quote, "This is one of the biggest shots in the arm for federal funding upstate New York hospitals have seen in decades. This will be a monumental boost to health care for our families and to keep our health care providers' fixed budget shortfalls, address doctors and nurse shortfalls, and so much more. For years, our hardworking health care providers have faced unfairly low Medicare payments, receiving cents on the dollar for the care they provide. But now, after a decade of fighting, I am proud to announce I have secured the rules change, which will bring nearly $1 billion every single year to hospitals across upstate New York," end quote. Tonko explained, and I quote, "that CMS has at last heeded our call to fix the long-broken Medicare wage index formula. This fix to the formula means an influx of hundreds of millions to our local hospitals, long burdened by the added strain from the COVID-19 pandemic, to address staff pay and retention, update medical equipment and technology, and further invest in patient care. In short, this NWI adjustment means improved quality care for our region," end quote. Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson receives $8,228,068 annually from this program. Read more about this story in the Troy Record. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Times Union that North American fireflies are at risk of extinction, according to invertebrate conservation group, the Xerces Society, as they fight habitat loss, pesticide, climate change, and light pollution. Sarah Lewis, professor emerita of biology at Tufts University and author of Silent Sparks, The Wondrous World of Fireflies, said, and I quote, "Every single person who pays attention notices there are fewer fireflies than there used to be," end quote. There have been about 30 different firefly species in New York, but the dot-dash firefly with a greenish Morse code-like signal hasn't been spotted in the state for over two decades. Fireflies, also called lightning bugs, are not doing well in the extreme conditions of climate change as they get washed away in floods and can't survive lengthy droughts. Anyone who wants to help fire floods should reduce pesticide use, turn off outdoor lights, and let leaves fall to the ground and grass grow longer. Juliana Chalka, a senior at Osning High School in Westchester County, helping with the firefly count, said, and I quote, "They provide a lot of nostalgia. People remember going out seeing them when they were little on a warm summer night," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.